Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Today's Gospel, we see how our Lord, before this most important moment in which he would choose his 12 disciples, upon whom he would found the church, he goes up to a mountain to pray. He spends the whole night in prayer to God, his Father. And so then he does choose out of his disciples these specific 12, and each of them have their own characteristics, their own traits, their own natural strengths, and also their weaknesses. And he's going to give them all of the graces that they need to carry on his mission. As he says later on, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And so he's going to send them, he's going to strengthen them with the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. He's going to fill them with the fire of his love and zeal for souls. And so they are meant to evangelize the whole world, okay? The whole world is as if their parish. And so Simon happened to have a natural trait of zeal, okay? The zeal for souls, which was then certainly perfected by the Holy Spirit. But this is a necessary virtue, I would say, for all Christians, that we have zeal for souls, zeal for the faith, and to combat, so to speak, the indifference and apathy of so many, right? This is why, as they say, right, evil goes forth when good men do nothing. And so how many Christians out there are really doing absolutely nothing to fight the evil that is present in our world, that is present in our society? They're just rather indifferent, lazy, attached to their own comfort zones, and all of that. So I like this definition of zeal that I found in this Pictorial Lives of the Saints. It says, "Zeal is an ardent love which makes a man fearless in defense of God's honor, and earnest at all costs to make known the truth. If we would be children of the saints, we must be zealous for the faith." And so let's do our part to fight against this apathy and indifference and all of the evil that is around us, and bring to it the light of truth and God's saving grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.